The Spartan Podcast Network presents The Science of Sports. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of the Science of Sports. And today I'm going to be introducing you guys to the event side of this podcast, which is going to be more away from the injuries and onto historic sporting events that affect sports and the real life world itself. So we're going to jump right into it, and today's introduction event is all about how Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in the MLB. And as everyone knows, in America, racial tensions has been huge throughout our history. So when Jackie Robinson joined the Dodgers on April 15th, 1947, Jackie Robinson was the first player in MLB history to finally make it a reality that colored players could play with white players. And at that time, multiple leagues were assigned for colored only. They were segregated from white leagues, which was the MLB, the minors, and then completely separated to colored leagues as their own subgroup. And before Jackie Robinson joined the MLB, he played for the Kansas City Monarchs, which is a colored team for a colored league. And he took a contract for the Kansas City Monarchs for $400 a month to play baseball right after his college years. And after he played on the Kansas City Monarchs, he eventually made the All-Star team for the entire league, which turned heads, especially for the manager of the Dodgers. He eventually got a contract of $600 a month, which would be equivalent to $8,000 today. And for a little bit, the manager of the Dodgers actually kept it secret. He was just kind of stringing him along for a little bit. But then April 15th, 1947 is the first day that a colored man played a professional game of baseball with white men. And this was making the stride to break the color barrier in the MLB. Robinson then encouraged other teams to take a closer look into colored leagues. And as a result, four more colored players were given a contract that same year. He changed many views and actions towards the colored community. Robinson, being the first person to be able to take the blows and the blunt racism from countless of people, from opposing teams and even his own teammates, was able to make the MLB take a closer look and finally break that color barrier. Without this sacrifice and determination from Robinson, today the MLB could be split up into two leagues. I know they have the minors and the majors, but it could be the minor colored and the major colored. It could still be split up coloredly if it wasn't for Jackie Robinson. And that could go down to even lower, to college and even high school baseball. We have a pretty decent baseball team now, but what if it was split into two? What if we had a white baseball team and a colored baseball? The only way that would probably happen if this never happened or Jackie Robinson ended up quitting. And without Jackie Robinson, if he didn't take a stand when he did, sports would have taken a substantial amount of time to be broken if he did not get the contract when he did. And being recognized for the historic character that he is, Hollywood decided to make a movie back in 2013 called 42, representing the come-up of Jackie Robinson through a color league to the minors to the first day of being a major leaguer. But this movie does not hold back. It shows all the abuse he went through from the other coaches. Even the Cardinals coach was stabbing at him. It's a really good movie. I really recommend it if you're interested. But as I get to carry on a little more, I'm going to go more into depth about how I'm going to structure the whole podcast in general and how I'm going to be scheduling it out. So this podcast is every other Monday. So this is getting recorded on a Monday because I forgot we didn't have school Friday. But hey, it's going to get out today. And not next Monday, but the next Monday, I'm going to be picking three injuries throughout sports. Random injuries, just picking them out of a hat. And then I'm going to go into depth about each single one of them. It's going to be a longer episode. And then for the event side, I'm just going to have a handful of events from Michael Jordan's flu game, from Babe Ruth calling his shot heard around the world, all those different kinds of things. And it's just going to be every other one. So like the next episode is going to be injuries, the one after that is events, et cetera, et cetera. And to get off of that topic, another huge thing that Jackie Robinson helped with the color community alone is also that he helped the white community realize that a bunch of their favorite players could be colored. They do not have to be white. And considering today, the white community has LeBron James, Stephen Curry, that they all love. And without Jackie Robinson, this would be looked down upon, be frowned upon without the brutal racism that was throughout America at the time. So without Jackie Robinson, you just have to, it just makes, I just hope this episode makes you think a little bit about how historic sporting events can affect America and the world as a whole, not just the sporting world itself. So I just want to thank everyone for support on the first episode, and just hope this episode makes you think. Just makes you think about, put things into perspective about how one little thing back in the day, back in 1947, doesn't affect you today, but it might actually if you think about it. But I just want to thank everybody for support on the first episode, hopefully support on this episode, and I hope you guys have an amazing day.